episode 470, Live Above Your Circumstances.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters, women of impact. How are you? I am thrilled you're here. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. Yes, it is. Life can be amazing, but it can also destroy your will to live. How do you live above your circumstances? How can you rise above that? In order to be an overcomer, you have to work with the greatest of all, God Himself. Yes, you do. You see, today, I just want to kind of have a heart-to-heart. This is your time to reflect on where you are in your personal life, directly to what only you have control over. Put away your business side. Put away all your children, if you can, for just about, 7 minutes or so, and really begin to focus on where you are. Where are you spiritually? Where is your feelings? Do you have this abundance of joy within you that just comes out? People say, oh my gosh, Sue, I cannot believe you have this glow about you. And Kathy, you radiate such energy. And oh my goodness, Wendy, there's something about that sparkle within your eye. Christy, it's amazing what I see in you. If you could bottle that up, it would be $1 million or more. You see, sometimes we reach deep in within us and we feel like there's something more than what we get out of a book, more than what we get from our earthly relationships. It's our heavenly relationship, God Himself. Now you might be saying, Christiane, this is a little too much religion for me. That's okay. You're welcome to change the channel, but I really would like you to sit here and just listen for a moment, to be in His presence, because I really truly believe that we are living our lives on empty. We begin to try to fill it up with the premium fuel. We buy the best stuff. We go and eat the best organic foods, yet we still feel empty inside. We do everything right. We are involved in our children's activities. We're supporting our husband, but still we feel empty inside. You see, our earthly life feels empty when we don't have the heavenly peace a part of us. That's where our spirit begins to run dry. And it doesn't matter what kind of fuel you put into your tank, you're going to feel empty. It may give you an immediate kick, that sugar rush when you get just something in there that's kind of special. Maybe you've had a special event, a wedding, prom. It's a big prom season right now. And I have three of them that I've been working on between college and high school. And it's kind of crazy. But we think that that gives us that rush, that joy, that vibrance in our life. But when the events pass, and we're back to quote-unquote normal, what does your spirit tank read? Empty or full? If you're reading it on full, I guarantee you there's something greater there than what is here on earth, and that's your relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're feeling empty, maybe you've strayed a little bit. Maybe you've said, Christiane, I was a Christian when I was little, but maybe I've kind of fallen to the wayside and I got caught up in things and I don't pray as often. Don't shame yourself. Don't beat yourself up. That's not what this is about. Live above your circumstances. You were created on purpose for a purpose. God knows exactly how many hairs you have on your head. When I think about that, that just gives me goosebumps. And number one, now I'm losing a lot of hair, so I'm thinking the number's going down. Where is your spirit right now? Is it full or is it empty? Maybe you're kind of running in between. If you're trying to build a business, it's hard to build a business if you don't have God's blessing. You can't do everything on your own, yet we do try, don't we? Because that's our human way. I've done it myself. And he has a way of knocking me down every once in a while and saying, hello, Christiane, I'm over here. I need you to pay attention. You may want control, but I am. It's those little gentle reminders. Live above your circumstances. In order to be an overcomer, you have to work with the greatest of all, God Himself. Trying to will your way through life only leaves you tired, worn, and torn. You feel really beat up. You know that brick wall or that semi-truck that's hit you feeling? Yeah, you feel helpless and hopeless. But join in the ranks of Jesus Christ and be prepared for your spirit to be rejuvenated and renewed. You will be full. You will feel so much joy within you that it'll be just like spewing from you. Your smile will light up a room. You know those people who walk into a room that just are like, whoa. You feel like the whole inner, the whole room, everything just shifted all of a sudden. They carry this energy within them, this enthusiasm. They don't even have to say a word. The confidence, who they are, how they stand. A lot of those people have a true foundation in Christ Himself. I do believe that. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're like, well, Christiane, I don't feel really confident, and I don't feel like the room shifts when I walk in, that doesn't mean that you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. All of us have different personalities. And that's okay if you don't feel like the room shifts when you walk into it. But you see, what does matter is where your spirit is. You've got to be able to rejuvenate who you are, the soul of you. See, I got to tell you a little bit of story. When I was growing up, as many of you know, my father was a minister, and he also was a chaplain in the Army, and that's eventually where he retired from, was being an Army chaplain. And we had the opportunity when we were stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, to for him to serve in the Black Gospel Church. Now, I'm telling you, there was nothing like it. Talk about energy. We would get there early in the morning. And when I say early in the morning, we were probably there around between 7, 7:30. That's when the kiddos showed up. I think Dad was there a lot earlier. And then Mom would bring us. And if we were all really up, we'd go in early with Dad. And he would be there getting things ready. And guess what? It was a Black gospel church, and we were the only white family. It was awesome. I'm telling you, it was so amazing, indescribable. We would worship for like 4 hours, and I worked with the children, and it was an experience I will never forget. And I absolutely love, and I'm so almost endeared to the whole opportunity to do what we did there because it taught me so much. Our world is hurting, and we look at things by colors. And I tell you this because I knew what it was like to be in the minority there, but they didn't treat me like that. Because you see, we were in the house of God, and we had this soulfulness about it. We were all learning how to live like Christ wants us to live, how He walked on earth. We were having our spirit filled. Live above your circumstances. You can do that when you have your spirit filled with Jesus Christ. And I know it's hard. Times are tough. You got to pay the bills. You got to handle the unruly children. You got to handle college payments. You got to handle you being back in school, switching gears, building a business, maybe even going through a divorce. Life is challenging. It's not easy. But you can live above your circumstances when you have the Almighty on your team. Christ can shine peace and grace, love and joy into your troubled and weary heart and mind. Live above your circumstances by allowing God to work in you and through you. There's nothing like feeling like something's going on with inside of you and you don't really know how to explain it. There aren't words. You're like, I don't have the vocabulary to describe what I'm feeling, but I know something's changing. I feel a transition. I am a woman of impact. You are. You see, this will free you of the earthly shackles and lift you above your circumstances. It's this heavenly joy, God's joy within you. This week, I want to encourage you to live above your circumstances by giving God the helm. Let him be the driver of your life. Let him direct your path. Let him lead you in your journey. He's ready to create your now. Are you willing to open yourself up to him? You'll be in for the ride of your life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.